Cattle futures climbed on Monday, although concerns remain about fewer fed cattle marketings than expected in Friday's Cattle on Feed report. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 23rd of October. Apparently, traders viewed Friday's Cattle on Feed report as bullish overall, helping to boost cattle futures Monday. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.10 higher, across a range of 55 cents to $1.32 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.92 higher, across a range of $1 to $2.97 higher. Wholesale beef values were higher to sharply higher on moderate to good demand and light to moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.35 higher Monday afternoon at $209.28 a hundredweight. Select was $3.42 higher at $197.66. Calves and feeders sold mainly steady to higher at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, feeder steers and heifers sold mostly $3 to $5 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where 7,000 head were on offer. Similarly, steers and heifers traded mostly firm to $5 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there were 5,728 head. There were also instances of $10 higher on weaned consignments there. Finally, yearling feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady in a narrow comparison at Sioux Falls Livestock in South Dakota, where there were 2,009 head on offer. Cash bids for grains and soybeans were mixed on Monday. Analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary noted that dry weather across the Corn Belt last week and forecasts for dry weather a few days this week are leaving farmers with a window to get harvest moving again. Wheat bids were mostly unchanged to 8.5 cents lower, but 6.75 cents higher for Minneapolis. Soybean bids were 2.25 cents lower to 6.75 cents higher. Sorghum bids were 4.5 cents higher. Corn bids were 2.5 to 5.5 cents higher, while corn futures closed 1 to 2 cents higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Monday, pressured by bank stocks and trade worries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 126 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 11 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 19 points. From an expectations perspective, Stephen Koontz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University, says Friday's Cattle on Feed report is long-term bullish but short-term bearish. Although September placements were less than expected, 4.6% less than a year earlier, marketings were less than expected too, down 3.59% year over year. In the most recent issue of In the Cattle Markets, Koontz explains the drop-off in marketings, regardless of placements, suggests the need for strong slaughter volumes in the next 2 months. He adds that on-feed numbers are nothing short of enormous, with July and August placements close to 7% above the prior year. So he says the availability of market-ready cattle will be substantial at the end of this year and the first of next. However, Koontz also points out the marketplace has perfectly handled the large volume of beef so far this year and much of last, with strong Saturday slaughter volumes encouraged by excellent packer and retailer margins, as well as domestic and international demand. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 23rd of October. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.